العملية والصحراء. الحمد لله الواحد القهار، أرجو جيت الله The one who created us to examine us and prepare the fire in paradise for that. So for that, the danger becomes severe and sadness accompanied the one who thought about what's going to be in the day of resurrection. And he is going to continue on sadness until he knows to what end he is going to be. As he disobeyed his Lord, and he is now between the anger of Allah and the happiness, the pleasure. And he doesn't know which one is going to fall on him. And that's why he became severely worried. And he became continuously sad up until he knows what's the situation going to be before Allah. I bear witness that there is no deity worth of worship but Allah, who has no partner. The one who has set up the proofs and evidences against the situation. And he told them that in the day of resurrection, no argument can benefit. I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah. He is the one who knows his Lord very well and worships him the way it should be. He is the one who knew the defect of dunya, of this life, and that's why he never turned to it. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his companions, and his family, and those who follow him on his way. Afterward, dear brothers and sisters, turn to Allah, seeking perfection and success on him. Is the only one you need to ask for forgiveness of your sins. And he is the one whom you seek your help from in all of your matters. All you Muslims, I'm wondering how your eyes can settle and you become happy. How your heart isn't worried at the time when you disobeyed your Lord, and you gained by your disobedience his anger and punishment. At the same time, you know very well that death is going to fall on you no way. By all what it comes with, from difficulties, hard of soul removal. So imagine now, imagine that you are now in the stages of death. Imagine that the angel of death is there pulling your spirit from your feet, so you felt the severe pain of the spirit removal from your feet, and pulling is continuing until you soul is totally removed and pulled out of your body. And your heart is very, very worried, very sad for what is, for what he is waiting, for what it is waiting for. From the tidings, the news that is coming from Allah to you, whether happy, whether pleasure or anger. And you know at that time very well that no way that you can not hear the news of which tidings you are going to have, whether the glad or the bad tidings, from the anger that comes to pull out your spirit from your body. And while you are in that kind of situation, and that pain of death, and that sadness because that you are waiting for the news from your Lord, at that time you look to the face of the angel who came to take your spirit out of your body. And you either see him in a beautiful view, so you get a glad tidings, or in a very bad view, so you know that you are going to be in trouble. At that time, when his hand is extended to you, to your mouth, to take out your spirit from your body, and then you become so soft and weak and sad to what you see, from what is going to happen to you. And you saw the face of the angel of death, and your heart is tense and such as waiting for the news that is coming from the Lord to you. Up until you hear him saying, I mean the angel of death, saying to you, here is the glad tidings to you, O pious person. Here is the pleasure of Allah and the reward. Or you hear him saying in anger way, he is the bad tidings to you, O enemy of Allah, by the anger of Allah and the punishment. And then you are sure and you know very well whether you are successfully passed, and then your heart is going to suffer because of the way the angel presented to you. Or you're going to be assured that you are going to be severely punished, and then your heart will lose hope, and all hopes are going to be lost that Allah would forgive you. Then you are going to be continuously sad and worried. Or you are somebody who is going to be given the glad tidings, So happiness and pleasure is going to be in your heart. And that is when your time, your life is ended. And from the life, all what is related to you is finished. And then you are taken to the place where the nations before you have gone to. So then, imagine yourself when you are put down your grave and your closest relatives and friends are covering you with the soil, then it is either that your heart is very, very happy, or it is full of sadness from the grave and how it looks like, from the darkness in it, from the smell in the grave, and from the angels, the two angels, who are going to ask you the questions like, what do you say about your Lord? So you are then either somebody whom Allah Ta'ala is going to make him know the answer because of your iman, as Allah Ta'ala says, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Or you're somebody who doesn't know the answer, who is not sure of what he says. And then you can imagine the voices of those two angels when they call you to sit down. So they ask you the questions. And imagine yourself sitting in that very narrow place. And you're shrouding, your clothes are shrouding. I fall down from your body, so become naked. And even the piece of color that is put on your eyes, you're going to see it near your feet. Imagine that. And imagine how your eyes are going to stick to one view. That is the view of the two angels. And how big bodies they are. How very, how looking they have. And it is either you see them in a good and nice looking, so your heart will be sure that you are successfully passed and you are survived. Or if you're going to see them in a bad view, when your heart is assured of the distress and punishment. Imagine how their voices are when they ask you the questions. Imagine your answer, whether going to be a correct answer, or you're going to be somebody who doesn't know what to say. Imagine when they come forward to you with the glad tidings, if your Lord has given you the settlement. If your Lord gave you success, successfulness. And then you see the two angels hitting the sides of your grave by their feet, so it extends and become a wide grave. Imagine then, when you see the fire from that gate open to your grave, and you see the angels coming to tell you, see, this is your place, but Allah protected from it. And then, you'll be very happy for that. Imagine when they also hit the side of your grave with their feet to make it extended from the other side, and a gate to the Jannah is open for you to see what Allah Ta'ala prepared for you because you were a good place. And they would tell you then, this is your place that you are going to suffer in. So imagine how happy you are going to be for what you have seen from the blessings of the Jannah and the dominion in it that is prepared for you. And you know very well that you are going to be there enjoying what you have seen from the blessings. But if it is the other, then imagine what's going to happen opposite of what you hear just now. From the hard question that they are going to ask you, with a very angry voice, and the gate of the Jannah that is open to you, while they are telling you, see what Allah Ta'ala have prevented you from. And then you look to the gate, to the fire, which they open for you, and they tell you, see your place that you are going to settle in. What a danger is that. What a major and great sadness you're going to be in up until you know to which situation you are going to be in your grave. And then the destroy after that. Up until your body parts are going to fall apart. Your bones are going to melt. Your body is going to be destroyed, but something is not going to be destroyed. Sadness in your heart. Sadness in your heart is not going to be destroyed, is not going to be disappeared. Or happiness if you are a pious person. At that time, you are expecting. You are expecting to be resurrected any time, any moment, to the anger of Allah, or to the pleasure of Him, of His subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with all that, you are getting to which you are going to be taken. Jannah, or the fire. And imagine yourself when the angel calls to all dead bodies from mankind and jinn to stand up, to be resurrected, to come out of the grave. Think what's going to happen. How is that voice going to reach and touch the ear and mind? Understand that well. When you know that you are going to be called to stand before Allah, the great is the highest. The great, the most great, the most high. And then your heart would like it, it will leave your body. Your hair is all going to be turned gray to what you hear from the call. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Yaseen, إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. It is only one time call when all of them are going to stand before us. And why you are like that or in that case, in that situation? Very scared, very shocked for that voice to hear. Then you hear another voice. It is the voice of the opening of the ear. So your head is going to be out, followed by your body. And then you will be thrown out of it. Standing, very dusty, from your head to your feet, dust is covering you, that dust of your grave. And you are standing on your feet, having no clothes on you. Your eye is only pointed to one direction. It is where the call came from. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya 97, وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقِّ فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The two times is closed when the eyes of the kuffar are going to be appointed to one direction. At that time when every creation is reflected with you, at one time, at the same time, all are dusty from the dust of the ear, and which they've remained very long, either in blessings or in punishment. Then imagine, how they're gonna be very worried, very scared. So imagine yourself while you are standing there naked and tranquility is covering you from your head to your feet for what you did in this life. You're there, alone there with your worries and sadness. And the crowd of the creation, all of them naked and bare feet. All are silent because they are scared. So you don't hear except the whispering of the feet. Not the whispering of the tongue. All the sounds of that one who called, the angels who called, and all the creation are looking forward to him. And you're one of them, all of you, listening carefully, making no noise, and tranquility. And humility until you be in the middle of the crowd of all the nations before you from the jinn of mankind, and all of them are uncovered. those who were kings, those who were in positions in this life, all that authority and power is taken from them. And they became, and they become the smallest in body and level. After they were very aggressive, they were the aggressors in this life. They used to oppress the walis of Allah, except for those who repented before dying, and they did good deeds. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. So imagine yourself in that case. Imagine yourself in that place, or you who oppress himself by worshipping other than Allah, by asking what he needs from the awliya, from the prophet, from the pious person, and giving them what should never be given except to Allah. Imagine yourself in that situation. While you know the saying of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah won't forget the one who associates anything with them and worship. But he forgives anything below association. Or you who oppress yourself by dealing with magicians, using magic. Imagine yourself in that day when you stand before Allah and He subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with you. Imagine, while you know that Allah Ta'ala named sihr as in Surah Al-Baqarah as kufr, and you who oppress themselves by innovation in the religion of Allah, innovating in the religion of Allah, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not bring power to you. So imagine when you come before Allah, when you stand before Allah, having no any excuse, no any proof, no any evidences for the major sin you committed by disobeying your Prophet and Messenger that Allah Ta'ala sent to you. While you know that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَرُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And those, and that one who approached the Messenger after the truth is given to him and it is clearly shown to him, and he says a way other than the way of the believer, so Allah Ta'ala will leave him alone, doing what he wants, but at the day of resurrection, he's going to be put in fire. So imagine yourself, or you who disobeyed Allah, the one who created you, by committing stealing the wealth of others, by capturing the properties of others, by killing innocent people, by sharing people, by committing zina, adultery, by practicing human and sexuality, the thing that Allah Ta'ala cursed the people of Lut and punished them for, while you know that Allah Ta'ala hates that and He punished For that, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified in the Sunnah. But you obeyed yourself, you obeyed your soul, which made the bad things good for you, so you followed. You obeyed your shaitan, which told you to be wrong, and you obeyed him. While you know that Allah ta'ala says, don't follow the steps of shaitan. Verily shaitan is your clear enemy. And you imagine you who become very familiar with backbiting and slandering. You who sticks his tongue in the honors of Muslims, male and female, young and old, life and death, dying. Life and death. Rulers and scholars. And imagine all you whom people trusted and gave you jobs or gave you things to save or told you some secrets willing not to spread it, but you didn't do what has been designated to you on a proper way. While you read and recite the name of Allah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا أنفسكم وتخونوا الله ورسوله وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. لا تخونوا الله ورسوله وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. Are you believe? Do not break or do not misuse the trust that Allah Ta'ala put on you and His Messenger for obeying Allah and His Messenger, and don't miss and misuse the trust that evil gave you while you know. And you, dear sister, imagine yourself about everything we just directed to your brother. Imagine yourself when the angels come to remove your spirit, your soul from your body. Imagine yourself when you are put in your grave. Imagine yourself when the two angels come to you to ask you. Imagine yourself when you are resurrected naked, fully naked. And dear peace, imagine yourself, or you who intended to attract the men by sayings and actions, imagine yourself, or you who did that when your body, when your smooth body is destroyed in the grave. And your beautiful smell, your nice smell, it tends to be very bad in the grave. Imagine yourself, for all that you hear from what we followed to your brother, when you bother your husband by turning his life to be a difficult life, only for something in this dunya, having no patience, all because he is willing to marry another woman to protect himself from falling into zina. So you put him in a bad situation and make him a lot of trouble. So imagine yourself, when you are alone in the grave, imagine yourself in the land of resurrection. Imagine yourself when you are standing before Allah, what you are going to say, what excuses you are going to get. And all of you, Muslim men and women, Imagine yourself in the day of resurrection. Imagine yourself before that. When you are in the moment of death, and the angel is bringing your soul, imagine the squeeze of the grave. Imagine the bad looking of the two angels. The question, the resurrection, the standing before Allah. So we are going to, inshallah, continue in the coming Friday, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah forgive us all, our Muslim parents and all Muslims. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.